This is Bill Hutchins. As an architect and poet, I've been exploring dwelling, the dialogue between our physical home and our spiritual home, our inner dwelling, where we meet spirit. The first book I wrote on this work, A Poetic Exploration of Home, presents the logos behind this vision and ways to engage in this dialogue through how we create and live in our material home, and contemplative practices opening into our inner home. Learning to love a forest, then, is the first subsequent study of dwelling beyond our home, with our material source, the earth, and her forests. I'm fortunate to now live in the Green Mountain National Forest in south central Vermont. I was a happy urban dweller, but the forest called me. As a way amongst endless ways to learn to love a forest, I began forming a relationship by writing poetry with the forest as I mindlessly ambled through the forest, and also as I sat in what I call thresholds, in between spaces, and I'm at one of them right now, a primary one, a brook, Eddie's Brook, that runs through this land. And I'm now going to read a poem, the first poem that I wrote, both ambling and being here at the threshold, my first day in the forest. And it was quite ecstatic. A universe opened up, my heart expanded, setting the tone for our unfolding relationship. A vibration swells within when truth rises. Ambling, knowing forest calls. Life mingling with death. Surrendering trees with life growing in, on, softly glowing orange fungi, many mosses, infant trees with two perfect leaves. Any small crack comes to life. Voice after voice calls. Slow step by slow step on leaf-layered, comforting earth skin. Pulled to a boulder, engulfed in green, globe of life. Entangled in trees, octopus roots. Ferns, gentle breaking waves. Hemlocks gather, lure with scented needle beds. I'm a lightning rod, listening. Starlit sky of life forms, communicating, collaborating, a cappella hymn. Strong winds sweep overhead, gather branches in sashaying swarms. Light riding wind. Barely standing trees gesture anguish as struck warriors, brave guardians, uniting sun and earth. Thank you for listening.